Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We are in Winchester, Massachusetts, at Mahoney's Rocky Ledge. And if you've never been here, pack up the car with the kids and come on down. This is a wonderful, wonderful garden center, one of the largest ones in the New England area. They own four different garden centers, but this one is their flagship store, the original one, and it is massive. And everything that you could possibly need in plants, and the variety is incredible, can be found here. Hanging baskets in every color, every plant variety, vegetables, you name it, they have it. And like tomatoes, for example, they have 30 different varieties of tomatoes. You know, there's big boy and big girl and early girl, but they have a lot of the heirloom varieties and a lot of varieties that you've never even heard of, all kinds of peppers. Fabulous. Don't plan on being here 10 minutes. This is a place that will take you an hour or more just to see everything. So if you want to have a great day, kind of a giant flower show, and plants that you can bring home and enjoy, come down to Mahoney's in Winchester. And if you like chicken manure as a fertilizer, which I do, they have something called Chitty Doo-Doo, a new chicken dried fertilizer, and they're selling a 25-pound bag for $10.50, a 40-pound bag for $17.50. Compared to what was around 3 or 4 years ago, it's about half the cost. So go back to Mother Nature with the real McCoy chicken manure, much better than cow. Let's go to the phone lines. Jared, who's up next?
Okay, up next we have Ellie on the line, who's looking for some help identifying a plant.
Okay, Ellie, let me see if we can determine what the plant is for you.
Okay. Hi, Paul. Nice to hear your voice again. Paul,
thank you.
We recently moved here last year. This bush is on in the south side of the house, and it had a beautiful big flower on it that's about 5 or 6 inches in diameter, and it's lacy blue and white, and it has variegated leaves on these long stems that come out of the ground. What do you think that
what,
is?
What time of the year did it bloom?
In the middle of the summer.
In the middle of the summer. And it was it a ball-shaped flower?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. It sounds to me, if it's, and it had green and white leaves, right?
Yes.
It could be, because I don't know too many plants would be variegated with a flower blue in color. There is a variegated leaf blue hydrangea.
I think that's what it is. It's a hydrangea.
And then during the winter, was it just sticks that dropped all of its foliage?
Yes, and I tied it up because it's quite large. And my question about that hydrangea is, right now, I watched it coming up since early spring, and gradually blooms of leaves are coming out of these dried stems, and it's about halfway up now. How long do I wait before I get rid of the dried stems that nothing comes on?
This afternoon. This afternoon, get out there. And normally by the third week in May, early June, at the very latest, depending, like if you live on Cape Cod, by mid-May, you should be removing all of these dead sticks. Where I live in Maine, on hydrangea, I wait until about June 1st, because I'm a little bit cooler than you, and things are not moving as quickly. But a day like today, get out there, Ellie, take those pruners and get rid of all those dead-looking sticks, and that will help a great deal. When you get rid of dead sticks, you eliminate the problem with insects and diseases. Because Mother Nature has produced diseases to get rid of dead wood on plants, and insects to get rid of that dead wood. And together, they will destroy it. In the meantime, they could hurt healthy tissue. So take your pruners, get all those dead sticks out. That will eliminate a lot of potential problems, and you'll have a beautiful plant. But what you have is very, very unique. And normally when you live south of Boston, the variegated hydrangea will bloom beautiful. When you live in Rhode Island, when you live in Connecticut, when you live on Cape Cod, the variegated blue flowering hydrangea is fabulous, because you get the green and white foliage starting in May right up until frost. You don't get the flowers for that long, but the foliage is absolutely beautiful. In northern New England, where I live, the variegated hydrangea is basically grown just for the leaves. The weather is colder, you have a lot of dieback, and it really doesn't flower too much, but the foliage is fabulous. Thank you, Ellie, for pointing out a gorgeous, gorgeous plant. The variegated blue flowering hydrangea. Jared, who's next?
Next up, we have Maureen calling about her raspberries.
Maureen, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. I just want to say how much I enjoy your program. I always learn so much from listening to it.
Thank you.
I wanted to ask you a question about my I just purchased a raspberry bush, and I noticed that the leaves, something is eating the leaves. And there's several holes in them that have just popped up since I purchased it. And I was wondering if you could tell me what you think it might be and what I could use to treat it organically, because it's in a garden with a lot of
okay.
other stuff.
The main insects that are out now are mostly caterpillars. You've got a few beetles, but most of the beetles don't come out until July. So I'm going to say it's some type of caterpillars. And I have noticed quite a few different varieties. The only beetle that I have seen, and very minimal now, are the Asiatic lily beetle, mm-hmm. which is that red beetle, looks like a ladybug. Okay. And yesterday I noticed some Colorado potato beetle. But the one product that will control everything is something called spinosad. And spinosad is S-P-I-N-O-S-A-D. And spinosad is totally organic, totally natural, and it will take care of a lot of leaf and stem-eating animals. Now, I just received in the mail some information about spinosad, and I'm going to tell you quickly the story. Spinosad is a bacteria. And there was a chemist from Dow. He was on vacation in the Caribbean. And when you're in the Caribbean, the drink is rum, because that's where it comes from. Well, he took a tour of one of the rum factories, got to see how they made it, got to sample it, which is something that if you're a tourist on vacation, that's what a lot of people do. Well, he noticed that across the street from this rum factory, there was a broken down brick building, and he said to the people at the tour, "What's that building?" And he said, "That is the original rum brewery. We outgrew it. One of these days we're going to clean it up and make it into a tourist type center, but we just haven't had the time." Well, he wandered over there, and as he got close to the building, he noticed that the plants growing around the rum factory had no bugs. 25 feet away, the leaves had holes in them. And he said, "What is going on?" And he started walking around the rum producing factory, the one that was broken down, and he noticed the same thing, that all around the building, all the leaves were perfect. And 25 feet away, the leaves all had holes. So he dug up some soil, put it in his pocket, got it home, and tested the soil to see if there was something in it, and he found a bacteria. They grew it in the lab, they turned it into a spray, and they started treating it on plants, and they found out that this bacteria was killing all these bugs. They went back to the rum abandoned factory, did more research, and they found that this was something that had never been seen before. It was totally unique, and it developed, and it was living off of the rum that was spilt over the years in the soil. So here's a bacteria produced from rum that's killing bugs. That's how safe it is. Our phone number, 800-259-9231.
Hi there, Ash and Richie from Scott's on the field with David Meller, Director of Grounds for the Boston Red Sox.
Welcome to my house, Ashton.
Gotta tell you, David, your house has one amazing lawn.
Thanks. Here at Fenway, the field not only has to look great, it has to stand up to at least 81 home games every season.
And you use Scott's fertilizer?
Absolutely.
And what would you say to folks who say fertilizer is fertilizer?
I'd say there's a very big difference.
It's hard to believe, but many brands contain filler like sand and sawdust.
Fillers do nothing for your grass. As you know, Ashton, Scott's is 100% nutrition with no fillers. So every granule gives your grass the food it needs to grow green and strong.
We call that the Scott's Advantage.
I'd call it a home run.
Exactly. Your grass is hungry after a long winter's rest, so head out this weekend and feed it with Scott's Turf Builder. This is Ashton Ritchie. See you in the yard.
Hi, this is Brian Main from my good friends at Dr. Earth with an incredible offer. Dr. Earth is generously offering a free 48-page organic gardening guide. Milo Seamus, president of Dr. Earth, has spent over 17 years researching and developing this invaluable information for the Dr. Earth 17th Anniversary Magazine. Visit drearth.com and click the Ask Dr. Earth button on top. Enter your mailing address and send it, or call 707-448-4676. Again, that's drearth.com. Dr. Earth, just go organic.
Hello, gardeners! Would you like a beautiful landscape and amazing gardens without using chemicals? Try Neptune's Harvest Organic Fertilizers. Neptune's Harvest products come from the mineral-rich North Atlantic Ocean, nature's perfect source for the nutrients plants and soil need. No matter what you grow, Neptune's Harvest will make you look good. Go to neptunesharvest.com and see results like pumpkins over 1,600 pounds, plus much, much more. Look for us at your local garden.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, Gold, on its own, has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days. But many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit acolablue.com. Acolablue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Acola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Acola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Acola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
This is Alex Jones with important news. I want to warn you about a deadly storm that's fast approaching. A storm that will affect you and everybody you know. Here's the story. The current administration is committed to nationalizing healthcare, giving 40 million new people free care. Now here's the bad news. The current system will almost be immediately overwhelmed by these new demands for free services and procedures. Medicare and Medicaid are already bankrupt. Many doctors are now leaving their practices frightened by the prospect of forced procedures. All this is creating a perfect storm, which could create unimaginable shortages in the healthcare services. Folks, it's time to be prepared for the worst. Our friends at Solutions from Science have recently come up with an emergency preparedness course that reveals how you can make powerful herbal medicines in the privacy of your own home. It's called Herbal Preparations and Natural Therapies, and it's flat out the best course of its kind. I recommend you visit this important new website at MakeHerbalMedicines.com. That's MakeHerbalMedicines.com. Or call toll-free,
877-327-0365. Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number, toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. Jared, who's next?
Okay, we go to Jim, who's calling about his hydrangea.
Jim, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning. Nice to hear you.
Good morning. Thank you.
I have about 12 endless summer hydrangeas. And
okay.
As you know, they're growing up now, and they have a lot of dead sticks, which I'm starting to prune down. My question is, the growth, should I cut those all the way down in the fall so I don't have to be worrying about all these sticks?
Well, the thing that happens is the sticks are the part of the plant that produces the new growth that gives you flowers. See, hydrangeas will produce on the wood made the previous year. So if you look at your hydrangea right now, you've got a lot of new growth coming out of the ground that's making it thicker and fuller. Well, that new growth will not flower for most varieties of hydrangea. On the endless summer, it flowers on the wood made the previous year as well as some of the new growth. So what you should do your pruning on the endless summer during the month of May. If you prune it in the fall, you run the risk of losing all or most of your flowers for the following spring. When your hydrangea goes dormant, if you cut it back, you have an opening that the wind, as it blows across your yard, can pull the moisture out of. And especially in the fall, it doesn't have enough time to make a callus. So do your pruning in the spring to control the height, and you won't have any problem with the plant getting to be too big. And if any of this new growth that's coming up, and you're going to see a lot of it coming right out of the ground, let's say you want to keep it at 3 feet, when it gets to be 2.5 feet, then you can pinch the very tip of it out, and that will stop it from getting any taller, but will not prevent it from flowering next season. And you can prune any time of the year, except for the fall. So in July, if you feel that plant is getting to be too tall, then you can cut it back. But never in the fall, always in the late spring or during the summertime, when this foliage, because the foliage produces the energy to create the callus to scab over where you made the cut. Thank you. 800-259-9231. Jared, who's next?
Next up, we have Marge, who's calling with some questions about her peonies.
Well, this is the time of the year for the peonies. How can we help you this morning?
Well, it's so nice to hear you talking, Paul, because I learned so much from your shows. I hope you never leave us.
Thank you.
The information I do need, my peonies are blooming beautifully, and I wondered how I replant more of them and what time of year I do that.
Did you want to divide them? Was that what you want to do?
Well, yeah, because I have a larger patch of other flowers, and I really would like to make it a full peony bed if I could.
Okay. You can divide peonies in the fall or in the spring.
Okay.
So in late August, you're going to see that the peony foliage is going to be tired. It's going to start to turn yellow. All of the greenhouses and the garden centers, when they pot their own peonies, they get them in August, September. So what you want to do is when you see the foliage is starting to turn yellow and starting to get tired, which that's normal, dig up the whole clump. Don't try and cut out pieces. Dig up that whole peony plant.
Okay.
And softly bounce it on the ground to shake some of the soil off. When you cut it, you need a piece. You'll see little tiny buds, about a quarter to a half an inch. You need a piece that has 3 to 5 buds. If you cut them in smaller pieces than that, it will take you 2 to 3 years to flower. So 3 to 5 eyes or buds per plant, and then replant them shallow.
Even on Saturday, Dram watering tools are hard at work. For over 60 years, the quality and durability of Dram has been the professional's choice. Now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns with the revolver spray gun. Use a color storm sprinkler for a lush green playground. Quality and durability you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at fine garden centers throughout the Northeast.
Now, a natural way to protect your lawn from Japanese beetle grubs without using chemicals, the product is called Milky Spore from St. Gabriel Organic. It's made from a bacteria that will kill the grub in the ground. Apply Milky Spore now, and just one bacteria eaten by the Japanese beetle grub will multiply to 3 billion new spores when the grub dies. Milky Spore is safe for pets, the environment, you, and your family. All natural, all season grub control, Milky Spore.
We are surrounded by harmful indoor air that can easily deliver many harmful toxins straight into our bodies. Take a deep breath. Can you actually feel the airborne influenza, viruses, mold, bacteria, and dangerous ozone entering your lungs? Have a glass of water. Can you taste the harmful chlorine, fluoride, lead, pharmaceutical drugs, and numerous other chemicals? Of course you can't. The air that you breathe and the water you drink should help maintain good health, not take away from it. AirandAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these toxins. AirandAqua.com carries whole house air and water purification systems, air conditioners, shower head filters, water testing kits, atmospheric water generators, humidifiers, humidifiers, dehumidifiers, and much more. To learn more and see the products that will change the way you look at our air and water, please visit airandaqua.com. That's airandaqua.com. Purify your life today.
Today, we cannot afford to ignore the current state of our country, the economy, job layoffs, mass foreclosures, and now we are all at risk of being exposed to this new flu pandemic. The Center for Disease Control has declared a public health emergency across the United States. What can you do to prepare yourself? The answer is ZeroFlu.com. ZeroFlu.com offers you the very best in air purifiers. These revolutionary air purifiers protect up to 3,000 square feet of your home and stop 99.9% of airborne allergens, influenza, bacteria, viruses, pollen, dust, pet dander, black mold, MRSA, and more. Not only from the air, but from all surfaces. With no filters to replace ever, you save money. Prepare yourself today. To learn more, visit ZeroFlu.com. That's ZeroFlu.com. Or call 888-766-6066. 888-766-6066 today. ZeroFlu.com. Protecting you and your family one day at a time.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
Imagine a fertilizer that gives you a lush, beautiful lawn and a safe place to garden with the grandkids, play fetch with Fido, or chase butterflies with Fluffy the cat. It's Bradfield Organics, and it works with nature, not against it. Bradfield Organics is pleasant to use. No waiting, no worries, just beautiful results. Now in 5 varieties.
Go outside and take a look at the siding on your house, the fence, the paved walkways, decks, driveways, and even the patio furniture and canvas awnings. Do you see green stains? Well, it's either moss, mold, or mildew, and it's slowly destroying your home and garden. Eliminate it now, easily with Wet and Forget. Wet and Forget is an outdoor cleaner that requires no pressure washer, bleach, or scrubbing. Just Wet and Forget the problem area, and Mother Nature does the rest naturally. That's Wet and Forget. Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. 800-259-9231. We are at Mahoney's Rocky Ledge in Winchester. And if you live on Cape Cod, they've got a great one in Falmouth. And all kinds of specials there also. Wigelia, which is a brand new plant, wine and roses, 3-gallon plants. They're big. They're like 3 foot across, $19.50. And this is a great summer flowering shrub for your garden. Jared, who's up next?
Next up, we have Katie on the line who has a problem with her tomatoes.
Katie, what's happening with your tomatoes? This should be nice and green and healthy and getting ready to produce flowers.
No, not quite. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning.
I have one tomato plant in a 5-gallon bucket. I've never done this before, but I decided to try it this year. For some reason, all the leaves are yellowing. I have 4 buds on the top. The stalk is very strong. It's a song, you know, very tough. But all the leaves on the bottom have yellowed, and I've had to pull them off. So I don't know what to do.
Okay. This is fresh soil in bags, or did you take soil out of your garden?
I used organic Miracle-Gro soil.
Okay. And this was a potted tomato that you took out of the pot and repotted it into this container?
Yes, it was. I bought it at a garden center. Actually, a nursery.
Okay.
Well, nursery
now,
had.
have you fed it at all since you transplanted it?
No.
You did?
I didn't.
Oh, you didn't. Okay.
I didn't.
Why don't you... Why, do you have any liquid fertilizer at home?
No, I do not.
Okay. Go to your local nursery. What I use is for fertilizer, for a liquid, is I use the Neptune's Harvest. Neptune's Harvest is made in Gloucester. And it's a combination of seaweed and fish byproducts. When they're done taking the fillets of fish on, they grind up everything that's left, the head and whatever's left, and it's all filtered, it's all clean, it's all fermented, and they take this fertilizer, and you use this every couple of weeks, and those tomatoes are going to be enormous.
Great.
It's totally organic, it's totally natural, and what you want to do is mix it and pour it right over the foliage. The foliage will absorb some of the goodness of the fertilizer and then saturate the root ball of, you know, that all of your soil with it, and you're going to see a big difference. You'll see results in 2 to 3 days in change of color.
Great.
So,
Can I ask one more question?
Sure.
Real quick, I just wanted to know, I mean, I have it in direct sunlight. It's in the sun for about 6 to 8 hours. Is that too much, or should I just be moving it?
My tomatoes are in full sun all day long.
Okay.
That's where tomatoes are going to be the best.
Great. Well, thank you so much, Paul. You've been a big help.
Thank you, Katie. Good luck, and let us know how you make out.
Okay, thank you.
Bye now. Jared, who's next?
Next up, we have Mark, who has a couple things calling about wood ash.
Okay, Mark, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Yeah, good morning, Paul. Love your show.
Thank you.
I called you last fall. My lilacs weren't blooming. You told me to use wood ash. I put it down in the fall, put it down in the spring. They came up beautiful for the first time in 4 years. I want to thank you very much.
Wonderful.
My second question is, I have moss in the backyard. I'm not sure if I heard you say before you could use wood ash and it would help it out.
Oh, yeah. Wood ash, if you took a 5-gallon bucket of wood ash, that would treat 1,000 square feet of lawn, which is the same as a 50-pound bag of the old-fashioned powdered lime. So what I did, we used to live in Marshfield, Massachusetts, and we heated our house totally with wood during the winter. And every time I cleaned my stove, which was Saturday morning, to get all the ash out of there, I would save it if there was a lot of snow. If there wasn't any snow, I would clean it, take the wood ash outside, and broadcast it over my lawn. And over a 3-year period, I went from a lawn that was probably a third moss to zero moss. The gardens grew a lot better. The grass thickened. It was incredible. And the thing that you'll find is if you put down the old-fashioned powdered lime, it takes 6 months to help to sweeten the soil. When you use wood ash, it will change the acidity of soil in 7 to 10 days. But again, a 5-gallon bucket is going to treat about 1,000 square feet. Do it any time you have wood ash, and it works wonderful. Thank you, Mark. 800-259-9231. Jared, who's next?
Next up, we have Tim, who has a couple questions, one about rock sulfate and also about a hydrangea.
Okay, Tim, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Yes, thank you. Good morning.
Good morning.
I went into a nursery, a greenhouse, and bought, I asked for aluminum sulfate. And they gave me a bag of rock phosphate, and they said, well, we don't have any aluminum sulfate, but this would do pretty much the same thing. And it doesn't say anything on the package about what plants it helps. It's just rock phosphate and 030. And I'm wondering what to use about.
Okay. Rock phosphate is the organic version of super phosphate. It is a slow-release organic phosphorus, which will stimulate the root system and to help the plant to make flowers. Aluminum sulfate is a soil acidifier. So he did you a misjustice because that product is not going to do what you want to make hydrangeas blue, to make blueberries grow. You need an acid soil, and that's what aluminum sulfate does. It's a soil acidifier, not a fertilizer for the root system. So bring it back and tell him he gave you the wrong stuff.
Okay. Well, maybe he misunderstood me. I think let's see. So that's like a superphosphate.
Right, exactly.
So then I can use that on dogwood, blueberries, wisteria, and I'm not sure what else.
You can use it on everything. Rock phosphate is organic phosphorus. It's in the raw state. Superphosphate has been chemically treated to give you more phosphorus fertilizer out of that product. But it's a man-made product. Rock phosphate is raw. It's raw ingredients right out of the ground.
Okay, so I've already bought it. I can't return it. So I what's a small list of plants, if you could, that it helps, the rock phosphate that I bought?
Rock phosphate will work on anything that flowers.
Okay, so it's good for flowering.
For flowers, vegetables, and any plant, any shrub or tree that blossoms.
I see. Okay. And then I have a hydrangea that someone didn't want. I think I can see why. And it's very small, and I transplanted, brought to my place, and put some fertilizer in the nice soil and planted it. And it hasn't moved. It's just the same size. It has green leaves, and it's not growing. And I wondered if you had any idea what's going on with that hydrangea.
Okay. Is it a hydrangea that came to you potted, or was it dug from his yard?
It was dug from the yard.
It was dug from his yard. Okay. Now, do you have it in a sunny location?
Not very sunny, no. It's got some sun. Maybe half sun.
Okay. Is it? Do you know what color the blossom is supposed to be?
No, I don't.
Okay. Is the leaf shiny or is it kind of dull green in color?
The leaves they look rather shiny. As few leaves as it has.
Okay. Shiny leaf hydrangeas are usually pink and blue. Dull leaf hydrangea are normally white. So it sounds to me that you've got one of the colored versions. The colored versions of hydrangea need to go in the sun. Otherwise, they will not flower.
I see.
The white varieties of hydrangea will grow in half a day of shade or full sun. It doesn't matter. But the blue or the pink with the shiny leaf has got to be in the sun. Otherwise, it will not flower. And that is probably what the problem is. So relocate it into a sunny area. Give it a good general purpose fertilizer that you would use for trees and shrubs like Plantone or even Hollytone, because that's an acid-loving plant. And I would even use a liquid fertilizer like the Neptune's Harvest or Mare Acid on it, and it will grow for you. But shiny leaf hydrangeas are normally blue and pink. Dull are the white, and the dull will grow in the shade, while the shiny has to be in the sun. Our phone number, toll-free, 800-259-9231. Jared, who's next?
Next up, we have Stanley, who has a problem with some beetles.
Stanley, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Well, good morning, Paul. Glad to talk to you.
My pleasure.
I've had trouble with the bean beetles for a long time. They destroy my beans, not only the bush, but they eat their fruit also. And I was wondering if there's anything I can put on there organically that would take care of them, or can they be taken care of at the grub level with something?
Well, I'll tell you, the newest technology is called Spinosad, and it will take care of it. Very, very good. Spinosad is a bacteria that was found at a rum factory, and it's been abandoned for about 50 years. They found this bacteria in there, and I tell you, I've been using it for the last 2 years with the most incredible results. I live in Maine. My mother lived in Bangor, which is northern central Maine, and it's where the potatoes start. And growing up, we had potatoes almost every single day. I swear there were days she would come home from work, wouldn't even take off her jacket, and would start peeling potatoes so that they'd be ready for supper. But I grow potatoes, and the Colorado potato beetle were driving me crazy. I was spraying my tomato plants with the Spinosad when it first came out because it will take care of the tomato hornworms. I had some left in the bottle. I sprayed it onto my potatoes because I was desperate. Came out the next day, and all of the Colorado potato beetles that were on the plant were on the ground. Done some research on it, and it will take care of the cucumber beetle. It will take care of the bean beetle. It's totally organic, totally natural, and you can buy it at most garden centers. But it's Spinosad. It's made by Bonide or Fertilom. Calls Spinosad.
My yard is my getaway, just steps from my door. It's where I unwind, spend time with family, and entertain friends. A relaxing setting where beautiful flowers and wonderful fragrances bring back the joys of life. I love how Garden Splendor plants make these moments at home even more special.
Garden Splendor, the plants worth remembering.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that. With soil moist granules, just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist. Have you ever grown vegetables in a container? Not too exciting, was it? Now try the EarthBox. The EarthBox is a patented system for growing plants. This container will revolutionize your ideas of container gardening. The EarthBox comes with an optional staking system for tall growing plants and vines. Unlike other containers, the EarthBox comes with a mulch cover, fertilizer band, aeration screen, water reservoir, and is portable because it has wheels. The EarthBox. Now the spring is here. Look at your lawn. Are there dead patches here and there? Don't panic. You do not have to reseed the whole lawn. Just use Ultra Lawn Patch from AM Turf. Just sprinkle it on the dead spots. Ultra Lawn Patch is a revolutionary, all-natural mulch filled with quality grass seed and a natural fertilizer in one package. The special mulch will hold the seed in place, keep the moisture there longer for faster germination. That's Ultra Lawn Patch by
Spring is here. Growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
If you've always wanted to experience the amazing benefits from using oil of oregano, the time to act is now. With so many places to choose from, where can you be 100% certain you're getting the highest quality oil for your dollar? The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com brings you ultra-pure, non-diluted oil of oregano with 80% or better carvacrol. PureBulk.com also carries over 120 nutritional products, including atomic iodine, amino acids, herbal extracts, and heart health, all made with no fillers, additives, or fancy packaging, saving you 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. With each order, PureBulk.com will send you 1 dram of atomic iodine, a 150-day supply, absolutely free. Just enter promotional code IODINE at website checkout. Visit PureBulk.com, that's PureBulk.com, or call 406-251-3270, 406-251-3270 today.
You got me for 4 hours. Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parrott Garden Club. 800-259-9231. And if you live near, or maybe you've never been to the Mahoney's in Winchester, I'll be here until 2 o'clock. Come on by and say hello. All kinds of things going on here today. And if you've never been here and you like a flower show, you're going to see a flower show here like you've never seen. This is one of the largest garden centers in New England, and you will love it. Jared, who's up next?
Up next we have Herb, who's calling about his lawn.
Herb, how can we help you with your lawn this morning?
Morning, Paul. I'm on a quest for a real green lawn, and the lawn is mowed once a week. And
okay.
In between mowings, there seems to be this seedling material that keeps coming up with a sort of a light whitish or yellowish growth, and it really changes the color of the lawn. And I was wondering what that might be, and is there a way to get rid of it?
Is it like a dust?
Well, it reminds me of June grass, only much smaller.
So it's only visible when you mow the grass?
No, it's prior to mowing it, you can see it. It changes the tone of the lawn, and it looks like miniature seedlings. It looks like a miniature tree, really.
Okay, and it's coming up all over your lawn?
Totally, yes.
Okay. What I would suggest that you do is you get a product that will kill crabgrass, grassy weeds, as well as broadleaf weeds. Now, there's a couple products. There's something called Weed Beater Plus, which is a broadleaf weed killer and kills crabgrass. There is Weed Be Gone Max with crabgrass control. And both of these come with a built-in applicator. A day like today where it's nice and sunny and there's no rain in the forecast until tomorrow would be a good time to apply it. But this will kill grassy weeds and not hurt your lawn.
It's definitely not broadleaf, and I know it's not crabgrass.
Well, the crabgrass killer will kill other noxious type weeds.
Uh-huh.
The other thing that you can do is I'm going to be here in Winchester until 2 o'clock. Dig up some of it, bring it down, and we'll take a look, and we can identify it, and that way we can, give you a special product designed just for that particular weed. But, you know, as a general purpose weed and grass control, either Weed Beater Plus or the Weed Be Gone Max, either one of those two should solve the bulk of your common problems. But other than that, bring me down a piece or dig up part of your grass and bring it to your local garden center and see if they can identify it for you. And that way you've got the right product to do that job correctly the first time. Thank you, Herb. Our phone number, 800-259-9231. Jared, who's up next?
Next up we have Caroline, who has a moss problem.
Caroline, good morning. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
Hi, this is Carolyn.
Hi.
I had some moss growing on the side of my garage, which is vinyled, and it faces north. So I got the wet and forget, which I haven't been able to use yet. However, at the same time on the ground, I have moss in the grass, and I have a lot of spaces where I have to fill in with grass seed. I don't have any wood ash, so I'd like to know what I can put on the ground for the moss and what kind of grass seed to fill in. Presently, I have Kentucky bluegrass.
Okay. So is it just bluegrass? I mean, did you buy sod, Carolyn?
No.
So you planted it as seed originally?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Now, so it must get quite a bit of sun if it's bluegrass then.
Well, it really doesn't get enough because there's another house not too far away that casts a shadow, and I get some shade, quite a bit of shade.
Okay. The wet and forget can go on any time now, Carolyn. And
okay.
You're going to be amazed. I used it on my son Matthew's house, and a day like today is perfect. If you can take a few minutes, just spray it on the side of the house and just forget it. That's how it gets its name. You wet the siding and you forget about it. To control the moss, there's something made by Jonathan Green. It's called, my mind has just slipped. Miracal.